this is probably going to be the last scheme which is sort of state-funded in relation to providing broadband, quite possibly. Because, as they say, its purpose is to cover the final 1%, which is a lot more than that in Donegal, as we know. So I think it's important that not only does it address those areas which have no broadband whatsoever, it also should allow people who have very limited broadband to apply.
Are you then effectively saying that what we have to do is to define exactly what constitutes adequate broadband provision?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, first of all, I would encourage all homes that have no broadband and businesses to apply within the 3 months window that is now there. But I think also now it's important the minister comes out and clarifies who exactly is going to qualify and sets a minimum standard so that people with a broadband availability of, let's say, less than 2 megabytes a second, or whether even if it's only 1 megabyte a second, but at least there has to be some minimum level, so that those people who are out there suffering at the moment, not able to, you know, with very minimal broadband, but not able to do much on it because it's so weak, those people also need to be able to apply for this, and the minister needs to clarify that and expand it so that those people can also be covered. Overall, I think the scheme is very welcome and very necessary for Donegal, but it's important that it covers those people in that bracket as well. Otherwise, it's not going to achieve the objective of ensuring everyone has at least a minimum level of broadband service.